Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh yeah,
let's do it.
Pick number 10 will be made by the Houston Rockets.
Houston receives this pick from Phoenix due to multiple previous trades.
Hoping for a big swing here from Yiner. In the air, center field, playable. Kyle Isbell puts it away, and the Royals have won the first game of this series by the score of 7-5.
All right, so there you go. Not a great night last night for Houston sports, but here we are to break it all down for you on a Tuesday morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Good to be with you. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Seth, we heard the Rockets finishing 10th in the lottery last night, and the Astros fell behind 7-0, scraped together their usual softball game-style runs with groundouts and sack flies and balls getting skipped past first base and things like that. 7-5, the final
this
score.
This is how they would do us, though, isn't it? They scored 5 runs last night. We've spent the first part of the season just hoping and wishing that they would, could you just score more than 3 runs in a game or 3? And then you'll win a lot of these games because the pitching is so good. And now you sit here and Spencer Arrighetti's arm is still in a cast. Wisniewski, who the hell knows what's going to happen with him?
Well, it's his hand. To be clear, it's his hand. Remember, he got hit.
Yeah,
he broke a thumb. So
Lance
yeah.
McCullers, right? But so the cast goes all the way up the arm.
Just make sure people
Lance
know.
Lance McCullers is currently dodging psychos on the internet as well as struggling with his own control. And now we're wondering whether it's going to be Colton Gordon tonight for the Astros.
Yeah.
In his first major league appearance.
Is it tonight? I thought Framber was tonight.
Is it definitely Framber tonight?
I thought it was Framber tonight because Framber hasn't pitched since before the off day last week. It's been It was Wednesday last week when Framber pitched. I thought they said on the broadcast. I may be wrong.
No, well, Matt Kawahara this morning said that they haven't announced the starter for yet.
It says Framber on the Yahoo app right now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wait, is today the 13th?
Today's the 13th, yeah.
Yeah, so Kawahara in his article says that it's not certain who's going to start tonight.
Okay, well, that would be weird if they were jerking around with a Framber start like that, but whatever. We will
get... they're in this 17-game stretch, and they got to try to manage and figure out exactly.
I know.
There's moving parts here.
It sucks. It does. And they're in the very beginning of it still, so we'll get our Colton Gordon at some point, whether it's tonight or tomorrow or whatever the case.
Well, because it's going to... if they go to a 6-man rotation, you know, that's why Framber is one day later. So it's not good. It's not good.
No.
They're getting people on the base paths, Sean. You wanted watchable baseball.
Okay, this is watchable baseball for you because people on the base paths is watchable for you.
Yes, yes. Okay. And the Astros get players on base and then they do nothing with them.
Dude,
they're one of the worst teams in the league with runners on base.
I'm looking at I'm looking at the email that we get from Chris Santiago, who produces Area 45, and Chris is a godsend on stuff like this because we come in the morning, and there's all the Joe Espada clips. There's all the highlights from the game. It's all right there. Chris, if you're up and you're listening, thank you very much for that. But I look at the highlight email and like a game like last night, and the highlights for the Royals are all like Bobby Witt laces a triple into the gap, you know, home run by Massey. Like they hit for the cycle as a team in the second inning against Ryan Gusto last night. They had a home run, a triple, a double, and a single in the second inning against Gusto last night. And then I'm looking at the Astros highlights. Cam Smith, RBI grounder. Jeremy Peña, sacrifice fly, and a sack fly, and it was a pop-up off the end of the bat that, you know, granted, it was exciting. There's a play at the plate, I guess. It's just, dude, they're... Like, yes, they scored five runs. Like, even when they score five runs, I feel like I'm watching a beer league softball game. Like, it's all errors best. And ground balls.
Sean,
and,
you know what? This is, you know, back in the day when guys like Harry Houdini were all the rage, the audiences had a larger attention span, mostly because they had no other options and they'd gone to this theater. So Harry Houdini would be on stage and he would go into a tank and then a curtain would be pulled. And how's he going to get out of this water tank? And they would sit there for 10 minutes in breathless anticipation. Yeah. Surely he's drowned by now.
Right.
That's how I am when the Astros have the bases loaded. The Astros, it's like, okay, how many games and how many times can I see the Astros load the bases without hitting a grand slam? It turns out, or a base hit. They are better at base hit. Right. What? Right. 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 Yeah. No. Yeah. Forget the grand slam. The Astros have the worst batting average in Major League Baseball with the bases loaded. They're five for 40 with the bases loaded.
Are you okay,
and Sean? Sean.
Yeah.
It's the breathless anticipation of just waiting for it to happen. It's showmanship, is what it is.
What is do you have just their numbers for hitting with the bases loaded, or
do you
do you have the rankings there by any chance?
Like, it's just theirs,
okay.
Because I'm reading Brian McTaggart's tweet from 9 hours ago.
Okay, got you. That has to be by far the worst. Like
by far the worst.
Because if you ever look like individual hitters with the bases loaded, like their numbers are always better than what they're. Typically are better than what their, you know, career numbers are or season numbers, because it's easier to hit with the bases loaded. The pitcher has a lot more on his plate with the bases loaded than he does with the bases empty. And I'm just like, 125 is it's got to be like that. That's got to be like not even close. Like the well, I say that we live in a universe that the Colorado Rockies and Chicago White Sox exist.
I know.
In, so.
As far as I'm not going to pay for this on StatMuse, I'd have to pay to see all the way to the bottom. But the Mariners are 25th at 242.
Yeah. See.
So like, they're half as good as the 25th ranked team,
right?
In batting average with the bases.
That's
loaded.
What I'm saying. Like that's got to be that's 125 has got to be by far the worst.
As you know, I have grown more distrustful of Google than ever when I try to Google this stuff.
I got you.
Because now they give you the little AI overview.
Yeah.
I was running a search this morning on Lakin Tomlinson, the Texans' free agency acquisition at left guard.
Oh, yeah.
And AI was kind enough to sum it all up for me by explaining that, no, he's already had a productive season as an offensive lineman for the Houston Texans. So apparently, Lakin Tomlinson started 17 games and allowed only one sack last year,
really?
According to AI for the Texans. And, which by the way, isn't true for where he actually played. He allowed like six sacks last year.
Yeah.
But also, this is where you should feel really good about it. According to AI, Lakin Tomlinson was part of the fourth best passing team in the league, where they threw for 103.1 yards per game.
Okay. Where is he getting this?
I don't know. It's so bad.
Oh, my God. I took my first 15-minute AI lesson last night.
I signed up for a course?
Yeah, well, I signed up for the 15 minutes a day for the next 28 days, the 28-day AI challenge. I signed up for it.
Oh, that's good.
Paid $19.99 for the app, but...
you're paying just a little bit more than a dollar a lesson. Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. Well,
for how many days?
It's 28 days. Yesterday.
Oh no! Also,
one.
Less than a dollar a lesson.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
yeah. So I started in last night, and they did a little primer on ChatGPT and the importance of prompting. You know, the importance of kind of making sure that you're framing the questions in a way where you're going to get the best information back. Did it like 10, 15 minutes while laying in bed last night. That's going to be my routine, man.
Good job. Did it give any warnings about how bad it is at sports?
No, I already got that warning from you.
Yeah, it's just awful at sports. Yeah. It's almost like, you know how Trivial Pursuit used to sneak in some intentionally incorrect answers? It was their way of, you know, trying to catch people who were stealing the game or intellectual property or whatever. So they would sneak in some intentionally incorrect questions answers. I feel like that's what ChatGPT is doing to sports talk radio hosts.
They are.
They're like, yeah, listen, yeah, we'll get one of these fools to say that Laken Tomlinson already played a full season for the Texans.
Oh, and then the audience will know that they're just relying on AI for all their stuff.
Only the sharpest sports radio hosts can catch glitches like this.
Yeah, yeah, like a guy being on the wrong team.
Or that 100 yards per game passing would not make you the fourth best passing
team
in the league.
It's just a space-age offense with 104 yards passing per game.
JJ McCarthy offense.
That's hey, by the way, you and I were talking about this before the show, but I'll bring it on the show here. Tomorrow is the schedule release tomorrow night, and I can't wait for that. It's one of my favorite days of the year. They laid out, the NFL started leaking games yesterday intentionally. Mm-hmm. Like, not, this isn't like a, you know, this isn't some rogue employee putting the games out there. The entire international schedule is now in place. And no Texans game, so the Texans will not be traveling internationally this year, but it's just a matter of time. There's seven international games. If you're a Minnesota Vikings fan, would you make this trip? They play the Steelers in Dublin in week 4, and then I'm guessing staying over there and playing the Browns in London in week 5. As a player, Seth, so there's two things going on here. As a player and as a fan, that would be amazing. You go to Ireland for a game, you stay over there, you know, do whatever. Go to Scotland, play some golf, go to a game in London the next week, whatever the case may be. Are players, as a player, would you have liked doing a trip where you play in Dublin on one Sunday and then you stay over there? I mean, you're probably the belle of the ball all week over there. You know, you're doing all kinds of stuff, you know, like with the local.
Yeah, I know. You know, coaches, though, they're going to want to try to limit that as much as possible. You don't want to be over there taking a grand tour of Ireland and all its pubs before you.
Kevin O'Connell seems like a fun guy.
Yeah.
He might.
Well,
like,
yeah, he's O'Connell.
Yeah.
He's gonna be one of the annoying Irish Americans that goes over there and expects a hero's welcome. Like, hey,
yeah,
my ancestors abandoned you long ago when things were really tough.
Yeah.
But I'm back. All hail.
KOC.
All hail the conquering American.
All hail the O'Connell. Yeah.
Yes.
You seem like you would not like that as a player being over there for a week.
I don't think I'd like it just because you're so far whacked out of your routine, and that you're just, I don't know, man. I don't know. That's a long time to be overseas. Sean, I don't know if you've noticed this before. I'm sure when you go to a foreign country, even if it's pretty Americanized, that there's just, after a while, there's a little bit of fatigue of everything being different every step along the way. I get like this when I go to Canada. I could be in Canada for 3 or 4 days, and by the third or fourth day, I'm kind of like, it's just everything's a little. It's like the Twilight Zone. It's almost more stressful when it's similar to your culture, because then you really notice, like, you keep getting confronted with these moments, like, oh yeah, that's right, yeah, I got to do this differently.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think I'd like it.
Wouldn't
it be
for
trying
you
to work?
Yeah.
The problem is when you're on a work vacation, you forget about the fact that, oh wait, yeah, my actual job takes quite a bit of energy.
Right.
And you've got all these grand plans of, oh yeah, we're going to go tour this. Oh, and then we're going to go see Big Ben. Oh, and then we got to go see the Palace Guards, all that. And you forget, oh wait, no, but I've got my actual job, which is kind of draining even when I'm in a comfortable environment.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. All right, we're off and running on a Tuesday. Yeah, schedule release is tomorrow night. We'll have you covered for that. I would imagine all over our social media tomorrow. All right, the lottery was last night. The lottery played out about as bad as it possibly could if you're a Houston Rockets fan last night. There was only one saving grace in the entire thing. We will tell you what that was coming up next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Pick number 10 will be made by the Houston Rockets.
Houston receives this pick from Phoenix due to multiple previous trades.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. When you don't win the lottery, then the whole thing is just a big popcorn fart. You don't move
just
up in the lottery.
It's a stupid event.
It's a stupid event. And it was funny. Yesterday, Amy texts me and she's like, hey, you want to get some wings tonight and just sit and watch the lottery? I'm not even joking. She texted me that. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. Wings sound delicious. And the lottery could be a lot of fun if the Rockets move up like they did last year. We had the wings out. We had our TV trays. We're ready to go. And then 18 seconds into it, the Rockets have the 10th pick in the draft. I'm like, well, that wasn't fun. These wings better be good.
Yeah.
Salvage the evening. That went last night. If you missed it, the Rockets were in the lottery last night because they have Phoenix's pick. If the lottery went just according to the odds, the Rockets would have been picking ninth. Unfortunately, one of the teams behind them in the lottery was able to move up into the top three. In fact, this particular team moved all the way up into the top one, and that is the Dallas Mavericks. So the Rockets,
they had a 1.8% chance of getting that.
1.8% chance. And now the conspiracy theories are flying, and we'll get into those here in just a second. But in case you missed how it all laid out, the Rockets, very early on, we found out they would be picking 10th. We'll see if they hang on to that pick or they mix it into a trade. And then you get to the final four. And the final four teams were Charlotte, Philly, who was in tank mode last year after Joel Embiid got hurt. It was looking, Daryl Morey looked completely like stressed. He has head on the table, like he couldn't bear to watch.
Yeah.
Daryl Morey is now the GM in Philadelphia, former Rockets GM. And then the other two Texas teams, the Spurs and the Mavericks, those were the teams that had moved up into the last four teams. When they started unveiling those and it got down to Dallas and San Antonio in the last two, I'm like, all right, this sucks because the other two Texas teams are now picking first and second. This is a draft where there's a big difference between first and second. Cooper Flagg is viewed as maybe not Victor Wembanyama level generational, but a clear number one overall pick in this draft. For me, Seth, the only saving grace in this thing is that the Spurs didn't get that pick. I don't need to be here for yet another Spurs lottery win in a year where they were planning on actually improving and being good. The only reason they're in that mix to get up in the lottery is because Victor Wembanyama got hurt last year and they're like, all right, well, screw it. We don't need to make, they weren't, I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs anyways, even with Wembanyama, but we know David Robinson, lottery win back in the day. They got Tim Duncan in the lottery the 1 year David Robinson gets hurt and they win that lottery for definitely a generational top 10 player of all time. They win the Wembanyama lottery 2 years ago. I didn't need to see Cooper Flagg and Victor Wembanyama on the same team for the next 15 years.
Yeah, spacing issues. And what would be, not to mention, it would be all too convenient that, oh, Popovich retires and now you're moving forward with a new number one overall pick and what have you. I don't know. I guess I'm going to be unpopular, but there's just no way around this. I cannot buy into conspiracy theories about the NBA draft lottery without actually having evidence of there being some kind of weird conspiracy that the Mavericks would be the most favored nation status, and that that all the league owners around the league, all these hyper-competitive billionaires, decide every year, well, hey, who should we just go ahead and give the number one overall pick to this year?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. Sometimes things are random and they happen, and circumstances are just that this is the way it works. I think the NBA could actually, maybe by being a little bit more transparent and get rid of the ping pong balls and just go old school with
envelopes,
slips of paper or whatever it might be. The key is and you got to do it like right out in front of everybody, like write the name down on the paper, put it in. But even that wouldn't work. There's no way in hell that people won't be accusing the NBA of vast conspiracy theories every year after the lottery.
There's no solution. There is no solution. Now the conspiracy theory, the point you brought up at the end there is the best point, which is all the other owners would have to agree to this, you know, and like,
right.
Well,
yeah.
Know, like that's like, the
yeah, I plunked down $2 billion of my own money to buy this team, but yeah, sure. Let's just go ahead and give it to the Mavs this year.
The conspiracy theory is more about the Lakers than it is the Mavericks that I've seen, Seth.
Yeah.
That at the behest of Adam Silver, the commissioner of the league, the Mavs agreed to send Luka to the Lakers to put him in a big market with LeBron, you know, one of their top stars, put him there in exchange for the NBA fixing the lottery in the Mavericks' favor.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And Nico Harrison, the GM, was just all part. He was playing five-dimensional chess the whole time.
And making himself look like a moron in the process.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he said, in this conspiracy theory, he would have to sacrifice his reputation as a moderately intelligent human being. And say things like, I didn't realize how popular Luka was in Dallas. Oopsie.
And in the 30 years they've been doing it this way, we have yet, as far as I know, please somebody forward it to us if you have, like, any actual evidence of anybody doing anything like that. There's just people, people don't like the results, and they point out a potential motivation. And in this day and age, especially, as long as there's motivation, then it definitely happens.
Oh yeah,
Sean, I am terrified of the day that I am wrongfully accused of murder, because especially if it's an unpopular person. Because if that person gets up and they point out my motive for why I would have killed him, the jury would be like, yeah,
oh,
he totally would have
totally
wanted to
plausible,
kill him.
Totally plausible, man. Totally plausible. The in the hour after the lottery on Monday night, rigged was trending. The word rigged was trending on Twitter. Will Kunkel of Fox 26 put up a poll.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the results. I'll guess. This is why, but I know I saw your reaction to the poll.
I just said yowza, that was all. So yeah, you can.
What's the question?
The question is very simple. Do you believe the NBA draft lottery was rigged? Okay.
I'm guessing. You said yowza. I'm guessing it's 87% said yes.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a ding for that. 90 as of right now. There's still 11 hours left to vote.
Yeah.
91% said yes. 9% no.
I know. Oh, Seth, you're a schmuck. You're a sucker. Oh, you're so naive. You don't know the way things work. Yeah, I get it.
I'm
just a patsy. Yeah.
You seem as disgusted about this as anything I've seen you disgusted about in a long time.
It's honestly the conspiracy. It's become the new form of logic. It's that as long as there's a plausible motivation for somebody to do something, then they totally did it, and I 100% agree. That's why I don't take in anything political on social media, because it's 98% that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they did this, so obviously that's why they did it, and they're all guilty.
So your frustration with this is beyond. It sounds like well beyond just a few ping pong balls in the lottery.
That's what I'm saying. And I'll be unpopular for it. Our ratings will plummet for this. I'll probably get death threats. Yeah. Just.
Yeah. You start giving up seven runs in a third of an inning.
Just who's paying Seth Payne? Obviously Adam Silver. Right. Obviously Adam Silver has already sent the check to Seth Payne.
They got to him. They got
to him. I need to see his Venmo account.
The reactions on this are interesting. Someone says, when will the Rockets catch a break? And I don't know if that's sarcastic or if it's real. They have not. But other than Reed Sheppard last year and then moving up with Brooklyn's pick, the Rockets have probably, for where their record was all those recent years they've been in the lottery, they probably wound up on the wrong side of where they should have been. They were the worst team in the league a couple of times, and they never wound up with the number one overall pick. I will remind people, and maybe you're a young listener and you need a history lesson here, the Rockets are one of the major reasons that the NBA lottery even exists. The Rockets went into total tank mode back in 1984. They had drafted Ralph Sampson in 83. They went into tank mode in 84, back when the version of the lottery then was the two worst teams. There was a coin flip between the two worst teams, and the winner got the number one pick, and the loser got the number two pick. And the Rockets are like, well, if we just finish in the bottom two, we're going to have a 50-50 shot at Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah.
And so that was the very next year was the first ever NBA lottery with the non-playoff teams, that immediately the conspiracy theory started because Patrick Ewing wound up in New York.
Well, in the plus, the Rockets have overperformed versus probability in the last 4 years. You don't get the time. They've been winning the lottery. They've been doing very well in the lottery.
They have, but there were a couple years they were the worst team in basketball, and they've never been picking first. That's
right, but they haven't been picking first, but it's still right. But they're still overperforming by probability of them getting the number three pick or number four pick or number three pick or number two pick.
Yeah,
I mean, they've been in the top four the last 4 years.
That's true. They're not Utah, who is the worst team and is picking fifth right now.
Right, yeah. Right. No, the Rockets have had very good luck in the lottery. They've had a top four pick for 4 years.
Yeah.
So I guess the league is helping out the Rockets. If you're a conspiracy theorist that 100% believe that it's rigged, then you have to concede that the league, for whatever reason, is giving it to their darling, the Houston Rockets.
Yeah. Let's see here. Someone says, Seth, I will protect you. Don't worry. Seth, after hours hearing you out, it was rigged. Oh, after hearing you out, someone says, ... It was rigged.
I know. I'm not going to fight it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to go live in my hole in the woods. I started digging it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah? How deep?
Yeah. I haven't told Brandy about it yet. Hopefully she's not listening now. She's got a hole. What's that?
How deep do you need to go for a proper hole in the ground?
I don't know. Somebody with military experience or one of our oil and gas people tell me. How deep does my bunker need to be for ground troops not to be able to discover it?
Yeah.
But like from above with some kind of a scanner.
Yeah.
Like 15 feet deep, 20 feet deep. I'm not sure.
Text in.
But then you got a whole thing. Sean, I've done the research. You know, I got to have my air holes put up in strategic locations far away from the bunker, but then have a self-exploding mechanism so that if the air hole is discovered, that okay, you can't follow
kidding.
It back to the...
This wasn't a joke. Yeah. Seth has a long list of things that are going into this bunker.
Brandy wanted me to make a list of improvements I wanted to make to the landscape this year, and I sent her back... a series of explosive perimeters and charges around our house.
That's cute.
And we got to clear all the landscape for at least 300 yards.
Okay.
so I can have my sniper rifle on top of our roof.
Someone is
full 360 degrees.
Someone is ready for end of days. Yeah.
I'm a prepper.
The other story with this, I mean, obviously we're focused on the Rocket side of it. And honestly, To me, the worst part for the Rockets isn't that they got the 10th pick in the draft. I wasn't expecting them to win the lottery or even get into the top four. It's that the two Texas teams got the top two picks. It's that Cooper Flagg is now in your division. With the Mavericks get a get-out-of-jail-free card with this lottery. I'm putting the conspiracy theories aside and assuming that this was random luck that they got this, okay, for the conspiracy theories?
Cooper Flagg's a choke artist. I was not impressed with him. Yeah, he doesn't have it in the clutch. All kinds of flubs in the fourth quarter during the playoffs. And, screw Cooper Flagg.
But this is where I'm going with this, and I think he's going to be good. I know you're like half joking, but you're right. Like he wasn't great in the tournament. But the fact that I think the Mavericks kind of get a reprieve with their fan base, a little like that was a fan base that was totally out on that franchise. Like, they were protesting in front of the building. They were not showing up. They either didn't show up to games or would show up to games to yell at people who made these decisions. Fire Nico, they were chanting. And if I were the Mavericks, I would still fire Nico Harrison. I don't think you can have him anywhere near any of these decisions. And it's easy to make the decision to draft Cooper Flagg. He'll be the number one pick. It's all the decisions that subsequently need to get made over the next few years to build a team around him. Because he traded for aging, injured superstars. That's the part for me. I'm like, oh, Dallas was feeling bad as a city about their basketball team. And now this gives them something to feel good about. And I don't want those people to have things to feel good about. That's the thing for me, is that, you know, Cooper Flagg does re-inject some hope in their franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I want a hopeless Dallas. It's more fun when we have hope down here and they don't have any hope up there. That's how I feel about
that. Yes, yes. I think 87% of Mavericks fans are convinced that Nico Harrison will trade away this number one overall pick.
Or draft a baseball player. That's what I said on Twitter last night. He's going to accidentally draft the wrong sport.
It's kind of like with the Browns when they do anything well in the draft. I'm just expecting them to completely blow it up anyway.
Yeah, all
right. Yeah, great. Right. If they had taken Travis Hunter, sure. Good. Let's see what the Browns would have done with Travis.
They'll screw it up. Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I hope they keep Nico Harrison from now until the end of time up there. But So that part kind of sucked. And now San Antonio has a nice asset. Presumably, we'll get into this later in the show. It seems like San Antonio and Houston are the two. I don't know if they're the most likely landing spots for Giannis, but they're the ones. Those are the two teams that, if they want Giannis, have the wherewithal and the assets to go do it. And San Antonio, the number two pick in the draft, is a really, even in a one-player draft, is a really, really nice dangling chip there to get a Giannis trade done. So there's that, too. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll get back to the Rockets a little later in the show and their offseason. Kelly Eco of The Athletic had a really good piece kind of laying out some of the where the Rockets are on some of these potential superstars that could be available. And Giannis may be available. Giannis has been given, I don't know, given permission, but he's looking around. For the first time, he's open to maybe leaving Milwaukee. The Rockets are absolutely going to factor into that as well. We'll get into that a little later in the show. We've got NBA headlines. We've got Major League Baseball headlines. We've got NFL headlines. And we'll get into all those coming up next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, thank you to the Men's Tea Clinic for sponsoring headlines. Let's start with the NBA. We dug into it in the previous segment. If you're just getting in your car, the Rockets finished 10th in the draft lottery last night, so they have the 10th overall pick in the draft. Remains to be seen if they'll use it or if they'll trade it. It is even a 10, it's still a nice trade chip if they choose to move on from that. They've got a lot of young guys on the team already. The winner of the lottery, this is what has everybody talking, is the Dallas Mavericks, to which I would tell people, even amidst the conspiracy theories, that the league had a wink-wink with them that if they traded Luka to the Lakers, they would give them the number one overall pick in the draft. That's the prevailing conspiracy theory, is that at least the Spurs didn't win the lottery. That would have been that would have been a psychological gut punch, I think, not just for Rocket fans, but I think for the rest of the league, if the Spurs were to win the lottery twice in 3 years, in those 3 years, Seth, the one they would win it would be Victor Wembanyama, and the other would have been Cooper Flagg, and in between, one of the worst drafts in NBA history. You know, last year's draft was a terrible draft. It was awful. That would have been a psychological gut punch. So we take solace, at least, that the Spurs got the second pick, not the first pick. At least I do. So
do I have to just embrace the conspiracy theory? Do I just have to go against the grain of everything that I believe?
You don't need to embrace it. I just don't want to see it frustrate you the way that it did in the previous segment. You know, like
it's a long running thing. It's honestly, Sean, it's because I don't need to elaborate on it.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to the Rockets themselves, I think that you didn't believe me, and I know the listeners didn't believe me when I said that the Rockets have actually done well versus probability, and people bring up, well, what about Jalen Green? They had the worst record in the league. That year, the Rockets had a 52% chance of having a top four pick. Like, of having a top four pick. So just because you have, like, this is exactly why the lottery is designed this way, because it inserts randomness into it. You can't guarantee yourself a number one pick overall just because you were the worst team in the league. So it's like, no, that's not, this is what randomness does.
Yeah.
And people hate it. So I don't know what the solution is, if you try to go by the math and make it random, people hate it when the randomness pops up.
I 100% believed you. Like, I get, like, Utah's picking fifth. The Rockets at least never wound up there where they were completely outside of the top four.
Yeah.
My point was that they've been the worst team a few times, and there's a feeling among fans that, man, at least could the basketball gods at least give us a pick? Like, can we at least not finish one pick or two picks away from these potentially generational players? Like, you wanted Cade Cunningham, you got Jalen Green. You wanted Paolo Banchero, you got Jabari Smith Jr. You wanted Wembanyama, you got Amen Thompson. And all those three guys the Rockets got are good basketball players. The three guys they missed out on are guys that are going to be potentially first-team All-NBA guys for the next however many, you know,
It sucks. I don't you got to show me actual evidence that confounds the mathematics when it comes to there being an actual conspiracy theory.
Well, and then
hey, the Mavericks had a 1.8% chance of getting the number one overall. Yeah. Yeah, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
If you run the draft enough times, you're going to have long odds actually come through.
Yep. NBA playoffs last night. Big night in the NBA playoffs, and probably for a lot of the wrong reasons. The Boston Celtics, defending NBA champs, are now down 3-1. They lose to the Knicks in New York last night. Jalen Brunson was outstanding again, just hitting shot after shot, 39 points. But the big story in this game, Jason Tatum goes down late in the game with, I mean, it looks like an Achilles. He's holding it in the same spot that everybody who shreds their Achilles is holding it, on the back of the heel. He was shown in the bowels of the stadium being wheeled out in a wheelchair with his hands and his face in his hands, crying. So it doesn't look good for Jason Tatum, not just for this playoff series. And he was having a great game last night, too, before he got hurt. But this could be one that the Celtics, I mean, this could be one that impacts them next season as well, if it's an Achilles tear for Jason Tatum.
You see, Stephon Diggs was courtside at that game.
With Cardi B.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It was Cardi B. Okay.
Yep.
She was the only one I recognized of the. They showed the celebrity row there. And I saw, oh, I was like, yeah, Stephon Diggs. And who's that next to him? Cardi B.
Cardi B.
And then the nine other really, really famous people that I just glanced at, I didn't know who the hell any of them
were. I know. That's why I feel more and more detached every year. Like, here's this celebrity row. I'm like, okay. You sure?
Yes.
You sure you have the right row? There was a video I just saw during the break of Stephon Diggs and Cardi B. It looked like it might have been either during halftime or after the game because they're kind of standing on the court. And he looked to be kind of canoodling a little bit, as Rich Lord would like to say. Like, kind of.
That's got to be an interesting relationship, man. You feel like sometimes certain personality types don't mix, but it's probably exciting in certain aspects of their life. Yeah. That's one.
Yeah. So Jason Tatum, we'll keep an eye on that, but that's sad news for the Celtics and Jason Tatum. Meanwhile, the Golden State Warriors, dealing with injury issues of their own, no Steph Curry, they lose last night to the Minnesota Timberwolves. So we are one
game away
getting the Warriors out of our lives.
They're down 3-1 right now.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, in that Kelly Eco article, they pointed out, you know, that this isn't the first time that Udoka has lost to Steve Kerr in the Warriors.
Yeah.
At some point, though, just all of the experience and the cohesion and everything, it falls apart if you don't have Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people after that series look, it wasn't just, Curry, sorry, or Stephon Diggs. Curry, it wasn't all about just the Rockets limiting Curry. There was more to it than that. But Curry had a whole lot to do with it.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt. NBC signs Michael Jordan as a special contributor for their NBA coverage. My wish is that we get Hall of Fame speech, Michael Jordan. That's the version I want.
I hope I don't need one of these guys that are just kowtowing to every NBA superstar and acting like they're the greatest thing that ever was.
No, I need
Michael Jordan doing nothing but defending the legacy of his era of basketball and him himself. I want him doing LeBron James games just pointing out all the ways that he's faltering and how that Michael would have done it differently.
And how he could still beat him today. I feel like I still got 3 points left in me here.
I need to hear 10 minutes of hand check talk every single broadcast.
Yes. I am intrigued by it. Like, Michael Jordan even being in the – he's never been in the media before. I'm intrigued by it. Astros lose last night to the Royals 7-5, the final score. The Royals built up a 7-0 lead off of Ryan Gusto, the starter in this game. He was not good. He was wild. He was giving up hard contact. And Gusto's been good this season so far. Last night was not the night. Here's Joe Espada on his – rookie starter.
I thought the stuff was good. A few walks, got behind on some of these hitters. Then he had to come in zone against some pretty good hitters, and they put some good swings on him. But you know, he's been pretty good all year. Just falling behind some of these hitters really affect him today.
He looks like John Rocker. I noticed that last night, Gusto. He's got a little bit of a Rocker vibe to him.
It's interesting that you didn't notice he looked like John Rocker until last night. I never thought of this before, but as run after run is getting notched up. You know what? You look like John Rocker.
No. I typed it before the game. It's in the rundown. Oh, okay. I typed it before the game. I thought for the last couple of times, he looks like somebody. And last night, as he's on the mound, I'm like, he looks like John Rocker. Looks a little bit like
Rocker didn't play as long as I thought he had. I thought he was kicking around for a long time after he was like in his heyday, but he only played 7 seasons, I think.
And you follow John Rocker closely because you have been talked about as looking like John Rocker.
I look a little bit like John Rocker. Yeah.
Yep.
One time I was at this charity event where Thurman Thomas, John Rocker, who were actually like it was a good time. It was a good time.
Bet.
And Billy D. Washington, Billy Washington puts it together. But John Rocker and I, it was late. It was like 1 a.m. during the Super Bowl week. We were in this bar, and John Rocker is talking to me, and he's like, holy crap, I do look like you. And he had he sounded so disgusted. I was like, hey, man, we're doing all right.
Yeah, man.
All right?
Hey.
Yeah, I got a little bit more jowl fat than you do, but by and large, I could be like your slightly less less in shape brother.
Was that the Super Bowl, like the way back Super Bowl of 2003 here, or was that the one more recently, like the 2016?
That was the Atlanta Super Bowl.
Oh, it was in the Atlanta Super Bowl. Oh, okay, sorry. For some reason, I thought it was a Houston Super Bowl.
Oh, we were having a good time because we were out in a bar in Atlanta, and Thurman Thomas was funny when I was talking to Thurman about John Rocker. It's a good example. Whenever people are like, how's this guy going to get along with that guy in the locker room?
Right.
And that guy's get along just fine. It's just they, like, Rocker and Thurman Thomas were just, they had a great time together.
What a random pairing. Like, had they known each other before that?
Yeah, they'd known each other because they'd done a few of these events together before or anything. Yeah. People ask, like, well, how's this guy who likes Trump versus this guy who doesn't like Trump? How are they going to get along in the locker room? Like anybody else in the workplace does.
Yeah.
You don't act like you're the worst version of yourself on social media. You find common ground and you have fun with that stuff. And then you make fun of each other about both your political beliefs and your physical irregularities.
That's right. That's right.
Like Thurman the whole time was like, you look like Seth Payne.
last headline here. The Cowboys will face the Eagles in the season opener on Thursday night, September the 4th. So that'll be the opener.
Oh, they're going to get killed.
The opener to the season. Not with George Pickens on the team, man. Not with
the Cowboys are going to get destroyed. They are going to get destroyed. 21 points, Sean. I'm calling it right now.
What do you think the spread is? The spread is out on that game. What do you think the spread is on that game?
Where is it?
It's in Philly.
It's in Philly?
Yeah.
I'd say Eagles -9.
-7 right now.
Okay.
But I think it could go in that direction. I think it, like, that 7's a number where if it goes up, now you're talking about more than a touchdown. But that's
I think the Eagles come out and do nothing but the tush push the first 10 plays of the game.
Well, we'll find out if they're allowed to in a week or so at the owners. Yeah. You know, they got the meetings coming up here. So we'll see. All right, Payne and Pendergast, those are your headlines. Yeah, Cowboys, the schedule is starting to come out in dribs and drabs here. The entire international schedule's out there. There's some other games that are going to get leaked here intentionally over the next 24 hours. And then the schedule release itself is tomorrow night. In fact, let's go there. I've got, especially after last season where I thought the Texans played a pretty tough schedule, especially the way it was put together, I've got 5 requests for the scheduling computer when it comes to the Texans' schedule. That gets released tomorrow. 5 requests with a big pretty please in front of all of them. That is coming up next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.